Dachterem Perik Hey Mishnah Aleph Tanor Tchilatu Arba Shir of Arba Divrei Rabbi Meir. An oven that's made out of cheres, in order for it to be become a tumah, it has to be four tefachim high or more. And if it does become tumah and subsequently breaks, if after it breaks it's no longer four tefachim high, it's no longer considered a tanor, and therefore would not be tumah anymore. It would be tar according to Rabbi Meir. But if after it breaks it's four tefachim or higher, it's still considered a tanor even though it broke, and it's still tumah. The tanner that was made in those days was made like a big pot without a bottom, and it would be put on the ground, sometimes attached to the ground, with clay. And even though a normal klicher is not makabel tumah if it doesn't have a bottom, since a klicher, in order for it to become tumah, it needs to have a base, kibbutz, it needs to hold things in it, but a tanner is an exception to gzeiras hakatzos that is makabel tumah, even though it does not have a bottom, even though it's attached to the ground. And a tanner, even if it's attached to the ground, is makabel tumah, unlike other kelim that are attached to the ground, would not be makabel tumah, because there the custom tells us that a tanner is an exception. The Chacham Maimran, by Mezbar Mamurim Begadam, Abu Bakasa Tchilaso Koshahu, Ushir of Ruba. The Chacham say that that's true, Rav Meir said, that a tanner is not makabel tumah unless it has four tefachim. That's only by a tanner that's gadol, that the width is greater than the height. In such a case, the height has to be at least four tefachim. But a tanner that's katan, that the width is less than the height, in such a case, even if the height is a kosher or a small amount, it's makabel tumah. And if the tanner breaks no longer as high as it was originally, then if it still has rove of the height that it had originally, it would still be makabel tumah. So therefore, if originally it was four tefachim, and after it breaks it's more than two tefachim, it's still tumah. It would not become tar since it still has rove of its height. Now they would agree with Rabbi Meir, though, with that which Rabbi Meir said, that the shear of his arba, in such a case, that it was much higher than four tefachim originally. For example, if it was originally nine tefachim, and then it broke and it's only four tefachim, it would still be makabel tumah, since it has four tefachim, even though that four tefachim is not the rove of the original height. That which the Chacham said, that you need the rove of the original height, that if it's less than four tefachim, then you need the rove of the original height. But if after it breaks, it's four tefachim or higher, then even if it's less than rove of the original height, it would still be tumah. Misha tigmor malachta. When is the tana makabel tumah? That's only when it's completed. Like we said earlier, that a kli cheres is not makabel tumah until it's completed. A zahu gemar malachta. What's considered the completion of a tana? Miyishiyefakenu kidei lafut bo sufganu. After the tana is completed, and then you heat it up in order to bake it in sufganim, which is a type of bread with a very soft dough. That heating that you do in order to bake the sufganim, that's considered the gemar malacha. That's the completion of the tanner. You don't have to heat it up a lot in order to bake it in a bread with a harder dough. It's enough that you heated it up in order to bake a bread with a soft dough. That's the completion of the tanner, and it's now makabel tumah. Rabbi Yehuda Oymer Mishiyasek of the Chadosh Kidei Lafos Biyashan Sufganim. Rabbi Yehuda says that it's enough that you heated up the tanner that had it been an old tanner that had already been baked in, you would be able to bake sufganim with that heating. That's enough in order for it to be makabel tumah. In other words, a tanner chadash, a brand new tanner, needs to be heated up a lot before you could bake in it sufganim. And according to the Tanna Kama, if you didn't heat it up enough in order to bake sufganim in a tanner chadash, it's not makabel tumah by Rabbi Hudaho. If you heat it up enough that had it been a tanner, yash, an older tanner, that would be enough to bake in it sufganim. That's enough in order for it to be makabel tumah. Tachas Kalim Perik Hey Mishnah Beis Kira Tchilato Shalosh Ushirao Shalosh. A kira is a stove that's made out of cher. When it's originally made, in order for it to be makabel tumah, it has to be at least three tefachim high. Well, if it does become tumah and then it breaks, if after it breaks no longer three tefachim high, it no longer would be tumah. Only if it's three tefachim high after it breaks would it still be tumah. Now, the difference between a kira that's mentioned in this mission and a tanner that's mentioned in the previous mission, as we saw in the previous mission, a tanner has to be at least four tefachim high in order for it to be makabel tumah, that a tanner is used for baking. And it's wide on the bottom and narrow on top, so it can get very hot inside. As opposed to a kira, it's used for cooking, doesn't have to get as hot. So the width is even top and bottom. And pots are put sometimes on top of it, sometimes inside of it. There's room on top of it to put two pots. Misha tigmor malach. When is a kira makabel tumah? Only when it's completed. Ezel gemar malach. When is it considered completed? Mishiyefikenu kidei lavashu alei beitzakala shebebeitzim trufa unesuna built. After the kira is made, and then it's heated up and up, in order to cook on top of it, a beitza kala, an egg that's easily cooked, which is referred to a beitza tarnagol, a beitza from a rooster, is cooked very easily. And the amount of time it needs to be heated in order to cook the egg after it is scrambled and put in a pot, that's the amount of time it has to be heated in order for it to be mekabel tuma. Hakufa also la'afia shi'uro ketana. Also la'bishol shi'uro kekira. A kufach is similar to a kira, except it's narrower than a kira. A kira has room to put two pots on top of it, while a kufach has room for only one pot on top of it. And since it's narrower than a kira, therefore it gets much hotter. And the din is of a kufach, that if the kufach was made to bake in it, then it has the same shear as a tanner. As we saw in the previous mission, that a tanner is not makabel tuma unless you heat it up enough to bake sufganim in it, and a kufach would have the same din. But if the kufa was made for cooking, then it would have the same din as a kira, that it would be makabel tuma after it was heated up enough in order to cook a beta kalish of a beta and a beta tarnagolet. Of course, that's a lesser amount than the amount it takes to heat it up to bake sufganim. Ha'eben ha'yoyte min ha'tanor tefach u'min ha'kira sholosh etbos chibor. A stone that protrudes from a tanor, a tefach work, or protrudes from a kira, three etbos, three finger width work, that's a chibor, that's considered part of the tana. When the tana becomes tummy, that eben will also become tummy. The eben protrudes as it's a yad to the tana, the handle for the tana. When the tana is moved, it would be moved by holding on to this eben. And if it protrudes its hefet, that's considered a yad. And Chazal learned out from the pasuk that a yad, a handle to the tana, becomes tummy together with the tana. So therefore, if the tana is tummy, the yad also is tummy. But if it protrudes more than a tefach, since only a tefach is necessary, the amount that's more than a tefach would not become tameh. Only a tefach worth would become tameh. And by a kira, only three etzbos is needed, three finger width. So therefore, anything more than that would not be considered a yad for a kira. The kira is smaller than a tanur, and only three etzbos is considered a yad. Hayotze min akufach, aso la'afia shi'uro kitanur. Aso ilabishol shi'uro kikira. An eben that protrudes from a kufach we said is similar to a kira, but is narrower than a kira. If the kufach was made for baking, then it has the same din as a tanor. An eben that protrudes a tefach would be considered a yad, but if it was made for cooking, then it would have the same din as a kira. If the eben protrudes more than three tefachim, it would no longer be considered a yad. Amar Rabbi Yehuda lo amru tefach lo ben a tanor ulakos. Rabbi Yehuda said, that which the Chacham says that a tefach is the amount of a yad, anything more than a tefach is not a yad, that's only if the yad is between the tanor and the wall. The tanor is put up against the wall, and the handle is put on the side of the wall. So therefore, anything more than a tefach would push back the tanor, more than a tefach away from the wall, which would take away from the space in the house. So therefore, if it's more than a tefach, the person eventually will cut it down to size, since he doesn't want to diminish the space in the house. As opposed to, if the eben protrudes to the side of the interior of the house, in such a case it doesn't take away from the space of the house, and even if it's more than a tefach, the person won't necessarily cut it down to size, so therefore even more than a tefach would be considered a yad to the tanur. Hayush ne tanurim smuchim zel lezeh. Noitim lezeh tefach ulezeh tefach ba'ashar tor. If there are two tanurim, one right next to the other, and these two tanurim share a yad, there's an eben that protrudes from one tanur and goes right into the other tanur. The two tanurim are attached with this eben. A tefach from this eben that is next to one tanur would be a yad to that tanur, would be makabel tuma with that tanur. And a tefach from this eben that is next to the other tanur would be a yad to that tanur and would be makabel tuma with that tanur. And if the eben is longer than two tefachim, the part of the eben that's not next to either tanur would not be a yad to either tanur, and therefore, even if both tanurim would become tame, that part of the eben would be tame.